This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Question for you, what is the R&D budget for the Department of Defense? $71 billion, B, billion. Now, what's the research and development budget for the Department of Labor? Just $4 million, M, not B. I've been exploring policy ideas to help humans adapt to a workforce that increasingly includes automation, algorithms, robots. Here's one idea that stopped me in my tracks as I was reporting my Robot Proof Jobs series.
There's not a group at the Department of Labor who's saying, how could we take advances in artificial intelligence and figure out how that would be used to reduce the time for a non-college educated worker to gain a skill that is a ticket to the middle class?
Thomas Khalil was until this year Deputy Director for Technology and Innovation of the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy. He wants to know why the government isn't working more with the brightest minds and the brightest companies to invest massively in new ways to help people jump onto this high-tech jobs bandwagon. I asked Khalil, who is now entrepreneur in residence at UC Berkeley, for an example. Listen to this story. About 10 years ago, the U.S. Navy was desperate to upgrade its training.
The problem that they were trying to solve is, could they reduce the time required for new Navy recruits to become an expert in a technical subject and reduce that time from years to months?
They needed a lot of people to learn how to do information technology systems administration, you know, to avoid computer screens going blue then black while out to sea or in a submarine. So the Navy got the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency to look into this. DARPA, those are the folks who invented the internet. What DARPA did was study the relationship between mentor and student.
A one-on-one tutor situation, you know, if everyone had their own Socrates or their own Aristotle.
One-to-one, person-to-person works, but let's face it, it doesn't scale very well. So DARPA starts modeling the best tutor-to-novice interactions, and a private contractor in Silicon Valley, a firm called Acuitas, comes up with a screen-based artificial intelligence system to supplement human instructors.
They can figure out how to keep you on the knife edge between you being bored because the problem is too easy and you being frustrated because the material is too hard.
Not only that, but the computer also figured out a way to help students when they got stuck with just the minimum hint necessary for them to figure it out themselves. They started evaluating the program. It got a pretty military-sounding name, Education Dominance, and
what they discovered was that after 4 or 5 months, these new Navy recruits were outperforming people who had been with the Navy for 7 to 10 years.
The results were dramatic. Khalil's broader point is that maybe there's a way to apply advances in science and technology to lift more people into better jobs.
We've never said, hey, you should have a research arm that could do for economic and social mobility what DARPA does for the military or what NIH does for biomedical research.
Thomas Khalil was at the White House Office of Science and Technology in the last administration. Now, we know technology is disruptive, but over time, more and better jobs resulted. Yet, multiple experts are saying now may be different given the wild pace of innovation. There's news today. Tesla's Elon Musk is starting a company to merge the human brain with computers. The weekend is a fine time for our podcast series about how humans can adapt with all the machines getting hired. All three parts of Robot Proof Jobs are in the Marketplace Morning Report podcast feed now.